How many of you were here on our anniversary Sunday? Do you remember? Somebody stood up the front and said, we as a church are going to give you all £10 each to go out and bless people in Corby. Now we've got plenty of time, so anybody who would like to come and share about the £10 they gave away and the blessing of it and the blessing to others, Margaret's going to lead by example. Margaret's going to tell us about what God told her to do with that £10. If the rest of you, meanwhile, can be coming and queuing, otherwise I'll start picking on a few other people.
He's a bit of a bully, really, isn't he? But never mind.
I've got to teach her how to use a mic like that.
I'll teach you how to give you a dig.
I know you don't normally need a mic.
No, I don't normally. I talk enough. I've got the £10. I kept saying, well, God, I just don't know what to do with this £10. Shall I do this? Shall I do that? Or what shall I do? Anyway, I was downtown on the Monday, and I think everyone knows I like to talk. Never. No, I'm very quiet. No, I do like to talk. And there was an old lady getting on the bus in front of me, and I asked her, oh, you need some help? No, I'm all right. So anyway, she sat in front of me, and we started talking. And she was telling me about her family and about her sons and all these different type of things going on. And I just felt the spirit nudging me, give the £10 to this lady. She's 92 years old. So I said to her, well, can I give you something from my church just to bless you? And she looked at me. And so I took the £10 out. This is from my church to let you know that God loves you. Are you sure? Yes. Are you certain? Yes. It's for you to use whatever way you want because it's showing you that God loves you. Oh, she said, I've never been given anything before. And I said, well, maybe you'll get some more again. You never know. But this is just to bless you, showing you God's love. Do you know, she got off that bus stop before me and she practically skipped along. You said, oh, you know, her whole body language changed. And I was so blessed. Because she was so blessed. Just amazing. You know, it was just something very simple, but with amazing consequences. So you never know. She'd never heard of Hope Church, but make sure she will hear of us again.
Okay? Margaret, well done. So, I can't see the rush. I thought I was... Oh, David's volunteering to come and tell you about his.
I wasn't. I was telling Sheila to stand up and give her testimony. I was being the husband there. Stand up, woman, I said. I was out shopping, as I always do, getting in all the groceries and everything. And I was just getting some bananas.
You're right, Pinocchio.
I was just getting some bananas, and this lady came and was also looking at the bananas. And God said, this is the one I want you to give the £10 to. So I introduced myself. I said, I'm from Hope Church, and I explained what we were doing, and I gave her the £10. And her eyes filled up, and the first thing she did was to give me a great big hug. So that was nice. And then she shouted to her mother, who was just round the corner, and said, Mum, Hope Church have just given me £10. So I think half of the shop heard this. And... she was so excited, and I really felt really blessed that I'd done this for this lady. And as I was at the checkout, she was walking out, and she shouted across, David, thank you so much for the £10 from Hope Church. So it was a real blessing. Thank you.
I'm having a fun with this mic today. So I was a little bit stumped as to what to do with my £10, and I'm not sure if there was a time limit on giving it out, but it sat in the front of my phone. I just popped it in a little pocket in my phone, and I was just asking God. I was like, God, what should I do with this £10? Who do you want me to give it to? And then I had one of those Eureka God moments where it was like, ah, that's what I want you, this is what you want me to do with it, Lord. And so many of you will know that Hope Church started officially meeting at Oakley Vale Primary School. And so I felt God say to me, get them some biscuits, some cookies, and take it in with a card just to say thank you for allowing us to use your building all of those years ago to start Hope Church. And so that's what I did. And I think Damien, wherever he's gone, he's over there, was in there on Wednesday or Thursday this week. And he actually saw that there were still some of the cookies left, which I was quite impressed because that was a week I gave them there. So there were some cookies there, and the card was there just from everybody at Hope Church, just thanking them for allowing us to use their building, because I'm sure we were a little bit in the way sometimes with all the stuff that we kept there. But they were great, and it was just phenomenal to be able to bless them.
Thank you, Adam. Oh, right. Now we're starting to get a roll. Come on, Jack. John, Colin's coming as well. I assume you're not going to the loo. No, he's not.
Well, I had the £10 for a week. And I kept praying, Lord, who do you want me to give this to? And nothing was coming. And on the Saturday, I too was getting bananas. And there was a young mum with two children behind me. And one of the children was crying, and the mother was really harassed. And I just felt that God said, just give this money to her. So I turned round and I said, excuse me, I would like to give you something. So she just sort of looked at me and she said, you want to give me something? I said, well, actually, I said, I would like to bless you with this money. It's from Hope Church. And I just want to tell you that God really loves you and he loves your children. And she said, really? And I said, yes. And she said, do you know, I'm a Catholic and I can't believe that you've given this to me. And I said, we all serve the same God. It doesn't matter which church you go to, we all serve the same God, and God loves everybody. And that's how I gave mine away. Well done, Jackie.
Able to see you down there. Can you stand up on there and I'll hold you?
I hope you've done a risk assessment.
I'm going to hold her. There you go.
One day when it was 8 o'clock, a lady came crying to our door because she had no electricity in her house and her child was in the darkness. So she asked for a £10 note, and then my mum gave her a £10 note and told her about the love of God and that she can come to Hope Church to pray.
Hey, well done you. Thank you, darling. Thank you. Wow, see? God loves everybody, doesn't he? Do you know God loves you, Colin?
I do, very much. Yeah, thank you. Morning, everyone. It's just great to see so many people who love God. And we're all here for that purpose, because God's touched our lives and is continuously touching our lives. What we did, me and Richard, I can't really give this testimony without squealing on Richard, really. Or me, if Sonia was here, because we went for a big breakfast. And as you know, Richard's on this diet at the moment. He's doing so great with that. So sorry, Claudia, if you you may not have known about that. But it started with a big breakfast. It started with a big breakfast in one of the, I think, the Weatherspoon in Corby that I don't know so much. But we went in there and we had one of those breakfasts. And my testimony really is about, I sort of thought, what's God going to say on an occasion like this when someone like the church gets up and says, look, we're going to give this, distribute this money. And I felt that it needed to go to people, and Richard did as well, that are saying to themselves, I'm just about making ends meet. And that's where God rested on our heart, really. So what we did, while we were having our breakfast, there was a girl in Weatherspoon that stood out, and I felt that was what was happening in her life. This job is so crucial. This job, I don't know any more about her life. But what we did, I had to be very careful, because when you approach young people, when you're an older guy, you can't just walk up and approach young girl. So what I did, I called the manager in. And the manager actually confirmed, yes, the person you have chosen would really love to have this gift. So that's where the first £10 went. So we did that in a manner where it wasn't too daunting for the young girl. And then we went past one of the stores in Corby, and I just felt I needed to go in there. I won't say what one it was, but I went in there and I walked up the aisles, and I walked around the aisles another time, and I was just walking around the aisles saying, Lord, who is this person that's to receive this £10? Anyway, the same thing happened again. I approached a girl, but the manager was standing right with her serving shelves. And it turned out that once I passed the £10 on, told them that this come from Hope Church. In fact, actually, it comes from God's heart. It comes from God's heart. Right from his heart to your heart today is this £10. So use it as you feel is the need. And then the manager discreetly turned to me and said, you could have walked up any of these aisles, but the girl that you happen to be directed to is the person I feel most needs it. And, of course, a manager knows her staff better than, or should know more, better than anybody. So it was kind of like a confirmation. And I like to believe that all those £10 that went out have touched hearts and made people perhaps engage with God. You know, why should I be stopped and given this? So they're powerful testimonies, aren't they? Yeah, bless you.
Amen. So I think we've got time for about three more. Come on, Muriel. Mr. Hunter. Come on, Mr. Hunter, John, can I get you to do yours?
Anyone who knows me will know I never do this. But thank you, thank you. We went for lunch in a little cafe place in Corby. And at the far end, there was this man who we used to know go to another church, and he's quite poor, and he's... I think got special needs, and I thought, oh, I'd like to pay for his breakfast, so or lunch. So when they, but I didn't quite know how he'd understand it. So when the waitress came for our money, I said to her, we'd like to pay for that man over there for his lunch. And she went, oh, why? So we said, well, it's a blessing from Hope Church, just to let him know Jesus loves him. And she went, oh, are you sure? So I said, yeah. So when she came to give us our bill, she said, I put that man's on there. And she said, I've heard of acts of kindness, random kindness. I'm going to do this now when I go out of here. So we praise God for that. And then I told the man that Jesus blessed him.
Hallelujah. I wasn't sure what to do with the money, so I kept it in my purse for like a week. And then I decided, no, I have to give this out. So I went out to Corby Town Centre, was just walking around, not sure who to give it to. And then I saw this lady with loads of stuff walk into a car, and I said, oh, let me help you. Then she said, oh, are you sure? I said, yeah, let me help you. So I grabbed most of her stuff, said, thank you. You know, I have this heart condition. I've always had it since I was a baby, and I can barely walk, let alone carry all these things. Thank you so much. She was so grateful. And I said, well, you know what, I'm going to bless you. This is from Hope Church to say God loves you. She was almost in tears. She gave me a big hug. And she said, really, can I keep? I said, yes. She said, well, this is going to go towards the boys' Christmas. I said, yes, God loves you. And it's from Hope Church. She gave me another big cuddle and went to the car.
Well, I had my £10 in my bag for I don't know how long. And I was in the town one day, and I walked past a group of about five or six young lads sitting down, all sharing one bag of chips between them. It was freezing cold, and I looked at them and I thought, now I can't give one £10 to one of them and not to the others. And I thought, no, try and make the £10 go as far as you can. So what me and my husband done, we went to Asda's and we filled up a trolley full of shopping, bits of everything you could think of, and we took it to the Hope Centre. We'd done like a food bank challenge, and we took it there, and when I walked out of the food bank centre, there was an Asda van turned up, and it was full of groceries from other people, mainly from our family, that had done this food bank challenge as well. And I sat in the car and I just cried because I didn't realise that I was going to see other people was doing it as well. So we made that £10 help a lot of people, hopefully.
I'll translate it for you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, my £10 gift went to a man who goes into a pub every day, reads his paper, He doesn't get into the pub to drink. He goes in there to socialise for company, because being in there, he's getting all the heat and all the warmth of the pub and a conversation here and a conversation there. Well, I decided I'm going to give this man £10. I went up and I had a wee word with him. I said, and I'm not going to name his name just in case any of you ever come into my little shop. So I went up to him and I said to him, I'd like to give you £10 from the Hope Church as it's celebrating a gift from God to you. He looked at me. And strange enough, he stood up and gave me a hug. I had to stand back a wee bit because I don't really do man hugs. So the next thing we got, he took it off me and he ran to the bar. And I went, that's not going to last long. He really surprised me beyond all reason of doubt. He went to the bar and he asked for 2 £5 notes. There was 2 old ladies sitting down in the corner, and he went down there, and he handled the £10 I gave him. He then split that and gave it to 2 older ladies who were sat in the pub. I thank God for that.
Hello, everyone. The £10 I have it for like 2 weeks, and I say I need to give to someone. And first, we have I took my son to Christmas. They give us a leaflet. They say there's a Christmas party for free in Sanyon. I took them. I just went there. I didn't bring any purse. That £10 blessed first Emmanuel, because nothing was free there. There was everything to buy stuff, the small stuff, and to go to see Santa. And I say, oh, I don't have any money here. And the man said, Mommy, we can't go in. And I end up to use that £10 to buy for him and they see Santa. And when I came home, I get that £10. I say, okay, I need to put that £10 back in my car. When I'll be in town, I need to bless someone. And I went to McDonald's. I said, no, I need to stay. Like McDonald's, I can see any people, they come. And I'll bless them. I went from McDonald's, and I just feel like to bless parents with children. And every time when I see parents with children, they are coming, I say, oh, have that £10 they give me. It's been 2 weeks now. And the Lord bless our church, and the church bless, want to bless everyone as well. They give us to bless. And I would love to bless you to buy any meal for you. And the first lady, she refused. And I was standing up there. I saw another one come with kids. I asked her again. She refused. I said, oh, my God. I went outside. I said, okay, can I just go? Oh, what can I do? And I said, no, Aida, if they refuse, the Lord have someone for that money. Just keep asking. And I was feeling like embarrassing because some people, they was just watching me. And I saw a lady coming. She passed me because she was going in a rush to look for a place. She passed. And she passed me twice. The Lord said, Aida, bless her. And I follow her when she was going. I said, excuse me. And I just have that £10 they bless us from the church. The Lord bless the church, and the church want to bless everyone as well. Do you like me to bless you for that £10? Because they love, they sometimes we think in the life and we go a lot of things through, but sometimes we think we don't have anyone to bless us. But in this £10, even you don't know God, or God does, you don't know anyone, but God always knows us. He's the one, he just want to bless you today to get that. She was very, very happy. And she accepted that £10. And I said, oh, thank you very much, Lord. and after that, I met her again yesterday. She recognized me. She said, oh, thank you very much for that £10. It really mean a lot for me. God bless you. I said, oh, thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, Aida.
Thank you. Let's, you know, it's not about the £10. It's not about Hope Church. Hope Church is just a good excuse. For me, our anniversary was just a good excuse to be able to bless people and let them know how much God loves them. And we just want to pray that God, they will remember how much God loves them. and that they will find God and that they will know an eternal destiny with God. Let's just pray about all of those acts of kindness. Lord, I just thank you for all of the people we've approached, for those we've approached who didn't want to know, and for those who we've approached who have taken that money. Lord, we just pray that they will remember that people cared enough about them because your love is in us and because you have blessed us, that we wanted to bless them on your behalf. Lord, we just pray that each one will just remember you over the next week, 2 weeks, and into next year, Lord, that these acts of kindness will just continue to work in people's lives until they have brought salvation. Lord, we just pray that each one comes to know you and each one has an eternity with you in heaven. That's what it's all about, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Paul. Could I invite Damien, if he would, just to come? As he comes up, can everybody who was at the very first meeting that Hope Church had at the school, would you like to put your hands up? Yeah. Yes. Look at all the people who weren't there who are now here. The Lord bless you.
Hi, everyone. It's exciting to be here, isn't it? I stood at the back a little while ago when people were talking at the front, and I thought, isn't it exciting to be in another venue? And one day, God willing, he'll bless us with our own building, and we'll be in the same position we are today, where we'll have to get extra seats out, or people will be standing at the back because the Lord has poured out his Spirit in Corby, and the lost are just getting saved in greater and greater numbers. Isn't that wonderful that we're able to meet in this venue today? We're going to show the world premiere of the Journey of Hope movie that you've all been hearing about in a moment. And I just have been thinking how in the Old Testament there were those moments where the people of God paused and remembered. And so Passover is one of those times, and other festivals that were instituted. They were times when the people of God would stop and they would remember God's dealings with them over the generations, and they would celebrate what God did in the past, but it would give them faith for what God was about to do in the present and into the future. And I've had in my heart for a while the thought that we should capture onto video some of the stories of when the church began. And, you know, literally for years, this has been something that I've hoped to be able to do. And then as the 10th anniversary approached, we asked Jackie Steed's son, who does video production, to put something together. And we gathered some of the people who were there right at the beginning, even before our public services, which launched on the 16th of November 2008. Even the people who were meeting before that, some who were there right at the beginning, we gathered them into a room. We captured their stories onto video. And this is the result, so I hope you enjoy it.